to say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about tool time. Let's talk about bull wine, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like where the bone thugs in, are they in harmony? Do, do, help a snowman, do.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this. If you aren't one of the few people who get the free bonus show, not free, the not free bonus show every month, then you don't know that I'm sick. So I'll get you caught up. I'm sick. Also, unrelated to this sickness though, I got from Poon Master Flex. I didn't create this one like I normally do. Normally what happens is I get sick and then Poon Master Flex gets it from me, but then what happens is she catches it while I'm in the throes of it and goes through 2 days of sickness, maybe one of which she'll stay home from work, and I stay home from work for like 5 days. But this time Poon Master Flex got it, and she had it for a disputed... We had an argument, not an argument, but an argument over, like, I say she had it for, like, 9 days, and she's like, I had it for, like, 5 days, and it's like, okay. Everywhere you look, the answer is that I'm going to be sick forever. So that's great. I also went to... So, I mean, I can't decide if this is like a flaw in our medical system or not, but I feel like it is. And let me explain why. So as I've talked about on this show, I have these problems with my bum hole, which we're going to talk about that a little bit. So if you're not interested in that, if you want to hear about it, I would just turn this off, because that's going to happen. Also, there's going to be a show coming up that you're not going to want to listen to. So I don't know how we'll title that, but we'll figure it out. Anywho, so here's the problem. And it's been going on for like 2 years or a year and a half. Basically, I take a shit and I wipe, and then 15 minutes later, it's like I never wiped at all. Right? And I got to get back in there and whatever. And 15 minutes after that, same thing. And this will just basically continue on and on. I don't know how many times I would have to wipe in order to get clean. Now, I've discovered that if I sort of bidet myself with the shower, you know, the handheld part of the shower, then I'm good. I'm good to go. So if I take a crap in the morning and then do that before work, then I'm set. But if I don't, then I'm fucked. So this has caused me to be late for work a few times, because I'm like, well... I can feel something coming, but it's not quite there yet. And so I'm like, you know, I'd rather be a little late for work than have a shitty ass all day. So I went to the doctor for an unrelated, you know, thing that cleared up, and it was fine. And, you know, was like, also, let's just do this while we're there. Because at this point, so I've tried like a million things, right? Changing my diet. I've tried, you know, fucking, whatever, active culture shit, whatever you call that shit. I've tried, you know, the Metamucils and the this and the that and nothing. Nothing works. Nothing, not only does nothing work, nothing changes it at all. It's not like, oh, that kind of worked. It was kind of like, no, everything makes this horrible. Or makes this the same. Right? And so then I'm doing this stuff that I hate, and it's all the same. And, you know, like any sickness, it's sort of like, when you tell people this, they're always like, they have their ideas of what it must be. And their ideas are always sort of like what their lifestyle is, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I don't know, I eat pretty healthy. I've been getting pretty good about balancing out, having some more fruits and vegetables in my diet. And less meat, you know, eating meatless meals and whatnot. And, like, you know, I've tried sleeping better. I mean, I don't know how you really try that, but you try. I exercise pretty regularly. I mean, there's really not a lot in my lifestyle that I can change at this point. And like, the thing is, if I'd seen a percent change, right? Like if I'd been like, I noticed that when I sleep more, I don't have this problem. Or like, I noticed that, you know, when I started eating differently or like getting more fiber, this was less of a problem. I think if any of those things happened, I'd be like, okay, well, that maybe that's the way to go. But it's not like that. It's just like still a horrible problem and nothing, whatever. And this might not sound like a horrible problem, but just like, I think just imagine the limitations of basically you can only take a crap in your home. Like you can only take a crap at home and then when you have time to shower completely and thoroughly afterwards. So you have to get undressed, shower, dry off, and then go back about your day. So this is something that I suppose I could accomplish during a lunch break. I probably wouldn't make it in time. It takes me about 15 to 20 minutes to get to work. So, you know, I can't really do it in the morning or any time other than the morning or when I'm home. And then when I'm home, if you have to take a shit, you also have to take a shower. Like, there's no way around it. Unless you just want to be leaking out the ass for the rest of the day, right? Or night, or whatever. And believe me, I mean, if you think this isn't a problem, I'll give you the take the helpful snowman challenge, which is take a shit and just do not wipe. Just stop wiping for the next, you know, two weeks, and then you can see what the last 2 years have been like for me. And tell me what that's like. Let me know if that doesn't seem to be a problem for you. So I went to the doctor and was, like, complaining about this once, and he gave me, you know, a digital exam, which doesn't mean he used, like, a digital wand. It means he stuck his finger in my ass and was like, I don't see anything. And he's like, all right, we'll just use these Preparation H wipes, you know, and instead of toilet paper. And that's been this whole weird thing, too. Like, it seemed like, you know how if you're involved in something, then you notice when it comes up everywhere else? So like with that, right, I started seeing these things that were like, don't use these flushable wipes because they fuck up the sewer system, right? And I was like, I don't know what to do, man, because like I have to do that. Like the doctor has asked me to do this. You know, I kind of felt like it was like, in general, I agree with the message, don't do drugs. But if your doctor is like, you should do drugs, then fine. I guess I could throw them away instead of flushing them. I don't know. But, you know, I saw this thing, and I'm reading the comments on this article, and these motherfuckers are like, yeah, these are terrible to use. You know, everyone's so lazy and blah, blah, blah. This is what infuriates me about the world, is I'm like, you know what? Everyone just fucking assumes that people are using these flushable wipes because they're too lazy to, like, wipe multiple times with toilet paper. And it's like, listen, I have like a real fucking problem. And again, take the helpful snowman challenge 2017, and then you know, tell me how you feel about toilet paper versus wipes and all that. You know what I mean? Don't wipe 5 times. Wipe 25 times. And do that 3 different times in a 1 hour period. So wipe 75 times in a 1 hour period, and then tell me how you feel about toilet paper. It's because you're so lazy. This is what I, you know, when I'm spewing the venom, I'm just like, everyone in the world is just so, like, they assume everyone else in the world is bad and lazy and dumb and just doesn't even know. And they're like, these stupid lazy fucks who just flush these wipes, what's wrong with them? And it's like, I mean, I don't know. It's like putting sandpaper in your ass. It's horrible. So anyway, I was to do that for a while and see if things cleared up. He was like, I don't see anything here, so you know, why don't you try this for a while? Sometimes it's like things get irritated and they just stay irritated. So maybe this will help break the cycle. And I was like, all right. So I tried it. No good results. So then I went back to the doctor for the follow-up. And I was like, and here's the thing. Okay, so I go the first time. He gives me a little exam. And he's like, I don't see anything, but try this. And I'm like, okay. Then I go a second time. And he's like, all right. Well, now I'm going to give you, like, a real exam. And he, I mean, I talked about it on here already. He had his finger in my ass, man, up to the knuckle. It's like you don't have good sensation back there, so it's like, which, thank fucking God. But I just felt like, holy shit. And he's like, everything feels good. He said my sphincter muscle definition was great. So, you know, hanging my hat on that one. If anyone wanted to have a plaque or something made up for, you know, great sphincter definition 2017, that would be fine. And so then he refers me to like a center for gastroenterology or some shit. GI, we'll call it. And so I have to make an appointment there, right? So at this point, I'm two doctor's appointment deep, making a third. And you're like, okay, well, I'll just pay these fucking co-pays every time. And then this third one, so I call them and they're like, well, do you want to see the doctor or is it acceptable to see the nurse practitioner? Because they were like, basically, if I saw the nurse, I could see her. Like, I made this appointment like a month ago, right? And they're like, if you want to go to the doctor, it's going to be longer. And I was like, geez, well, fucking, I guess I'll just go see the nurse practitioner. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I have the necessary information to make this decision, right? Because I'm like, well, shouldn't you know? I mean, I don't know. Does a nurse practitioner at the GI studies place know more than my general doctor? Or should I see the doctor who specializes in this? I don't know. You know what I mean? I have no idea. So I was like, fuck it. And I went with the nurse practitioner, and here's why. I was like 90% sure they were just going to be like, I was going to have to go to some other thing. Like, I was 90% sure I would go to the appointment with the nurse practitioner or the doctor. And they would be like, well, you're going to need to get, like, a colonoscopy or something like that, right? I was 90% sure it wasn't going to be fixed. So I was like, well, we might as well do it sooner rather than later, right? So that we can just have this fucking waste of time and money and get that out of the way. So that's what I went to today, and it was fucking weird, because like, okay, so you go in there, you fill out all this paperwork, right? Because every time, when I go to the doctor, and then I fill out all this paperwork, I don't know why they can't just send the paperwork to the other doctor and be like, no, this person doesn't have diabetes. I've been asked if I have diabetes like 100 times, not because of any test results or anything like that, just because they have to ask you that. And I'm like, no, I don't have fucking diabetes. Okay? No, I don't have any physical limitations that keep me from getting on a table. No, I don't smoke. I don't know how many times I have to say I don't smoke. Like, before you're like, can somebody keep this as a record and send it to other people? Like, do I have to, you know, you fill out the paperwork. And it's like every doctor you go to, every dentist, every everything, you fill out the same fucking paperwork. It's just like, I don't know, are the questions in a slightly different order or something? Like, what is causing me to have to fill this out every time? Like, why is your paperwork different than this paperwork? But whatever, you just fucking fill it out. And then, you know, you fill out the other stuff that's just like, hey, we can charge you whatever the fuck we want and blah, 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 and you have to pay it. And you're kind of like, well, I mean, what am I going to do, not sign this? And then I'm just not going to get treated, so where does that, you know what I mean? It's not, you're signing a thing that's sort of like you're agreeing to something, but you're like, I mean, I'm not really agreeing to it. It's kind of like, it's practically blackmail, right? Because it's like, well, your health depends on you having this appointment. But, you know, you don't have to sign. I'm like, okay, I guess I don't have to, but I totally have to. So I go and, you know, nurse practitioner, and she's like, okay, where's your pharmacy? And I tell her, and she's like, if you were going to have x-rays and stuff done, where would you have that done? And I'm like, at my doctor's office. And she's like, what's the address? And I'm like, I don't fucking know the address. I can see it from my work. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know. It's called like Peak View or Mountain Vista or some shit like that. You know, like everything around here is called. They're all called the same fucking thing. You know, and like, I don't know. It was almost like you don't know the address of your doctor. And it was just like when that fucking lady was there at my apartment. She's like, you don't know which apartment the fucking superintendent lives in? And I'm like, no, I don't. By the way, someone says, what's your job? And you're like, I'm a superintendent. And you could either be the superintendent of like a school, which seems like a pretty big deal, or you're like unclogging toilets in an apartment. So I guess if you're a super, I guess that's what they do, right? They just say, oh, I'm a super. Well, if you're a super, you should probably say you're a superintendent, because that'll help you out in life. There's some helpful advice. So I go to this other appointment. They ask me all the fucking same questions. She takes my blood pressure and she's like, your blood pressure is a little weird. Is it normally, what is it normally? And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, I don't know. I'm like a little nervous and I have a cold and like whatever. And I was like, but I think it's just normal. You know, I've never had anyone say anything about my blood pressure. That's all I know. You know what I mean? And they're just like, you don't know your blood pressure. And I'm like, I don't know, some number over another fucking number. Is there only one number? Is it like, well, normally it's 120 over 80, but right now it just says 150. So I don't know. I'm like, okay, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even close to a doctor. You know what I mean? I don't even know where my doctor's address is, lady. So no, I don't actually know what my fucking normal blood pressure is. I'm sorry. Can't you look at my records? Don't you have that stuff? Like, I get referred here. And this is why it's such a scam. Because it's not like I can just go. Because I knew. You know, when I went back to my doctor the second time, I was like, well, I already went to him the one time. So isn't it probably time to just go somewhere else? You know what I mean? Isn't it probably time? Don't I at this point say, like, you know, this guy had his shot. And I don't blame him for not being able to cure me. But, like, he's had his chance, so maybe it's time to give someone else a chance, right? Shouldn't I just be able to call my doctor, though, and be like, hey, can you just fucking send me to someone else? Like, does he have to take a second shot at it? But that's what we do here. That's how we live. So I go to this other doctor, and, you know, they ask me all the same shit. And the lady asks me a bunch of questions about, you know, when I take a crap. And I just explain the whole thing to her. And she was almost like, at one point, almost like, that's, like, more detail than I need or something. And I was like, really? And then she asked me a bunch more questions. You know what I mean? It's like, it was like she was a little uncomfortable talking about it. And it was weird how we sat in the room. I sat in the chair, not on the table. And she sat on the other side of the table. So I thought it was really weird that she was, like, across. It was like, you know, we had this table in there, so it's like, well, we don't want to get too close or something. And so she asked me all the questions and then is basically like, have you ever had a colonoscopy before? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, I think that's probably what we should do, see what's going on in there. And, you know, she's asking me all these questions, like, have you ever had a hemorrhoid before? And I was like, I mean, I think so, but I just used, like, suppositories or whatever and over-the-counter, and it was fine. So she's like, all right, well, I think we should do a colonoscopy. Now, here's where it was weirdest. Because so she comes in the room, she does that, and then she's like, you should probably have the colonoscopy. And then she's like, do you want me to take a look at, you know, your problem? And, you know, I've become used to thinking of my butthole as the problem. You know, it's if my butthole was a movie, it'd be Problem Child. Maybe Problem Child 2, because, you know, like, number 2. Okay. She's like, do you want me to take a look? And I was like, I mean, and it seemed like she was like, okay, she had me get up on the table, and she did, like, she pressed on my stomach in a couple spots and was like, any pain? And I'm like, no. And she's like, okay, tell me if any of this hurts. And I was like, no, I mean, this is all fine. You know, seriously did not hurt at all. And, you know, and she was like, okay, I'm going to just listen to, I don't know, your breathing and stuff. And I was like, all right, I have a cold. I don't know if that matters. And she's like, no, it's fine. So, and listened to my stomach with her stethoscope. And, you know, I guess found nothing. And so she was like, at the end of the thing, she kind of had done all that. She's like, do you want me to take a look? And I was like, I mean, I didn't really know how to answer that. Because I was like, I thought about it later, and I was like, well, what is the answer? Did I want her to or not? And I was like, I don't fucking know. Because, okay, would I want her to take a look if there was, if I thought it was possible that she would find something that my doctor didn't, I guess, and that, you know, after doing that, she'd be like, oh, okay, well, now we don't need to do a colonoscopy. I'd be like, well, yeah, I guess that's probably better, right? But I didn't really think that was going to happen. You know what I mean? I kind of thought, like, and the other thing was she seemed a little like she didn't really want to, which is sort of fine because I'm like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be super pumped to put my finger in someone's ass either. Right? So I get it on that level. I'm like, yeah. But on the other hand, here's a thing, right? I feel like as the doctor, you sort of have to, like, inform me of my options a little bit more than, like, do you want me to put my finger in your ass or not? Because I'm kind of like, well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I should have just said, like, well, do you think you'll find something? Or, you know, but I know what she would have said is like, well, I don't know. You know, how would she know? How would she know? She's not going to fucking know what she's going to find. I can't ask her to predict what she's going to find back there. And I was sort of like, okay, well, I'm already getting this colonoscopy, so, like, what's the fucking difference of shoving a finger back there, really, at this point? And, you know, I was like, I mean, I don't know. And she's like, okay, well, you know, I don't have to, or something. And I was sort of like, and she was like, well, I probably won't. If your doctor didn't see anything, it's not likely I will either. And I was like, okay, well then I guess we'll skip it. She's like, okay, don't worry, I'm not offended or anything. And I was like, she said it in a weird way, not like a joking way. I mean, I would have been fine if she'd been kind of joking, like, don't worry, I'm not offended that I don't get to put my finger in your ass. And I'd be like, yeah, that, you know, that makes sense. She was like, don't worry, I'm not very professional, like, don't worry, it doesn't offend me that you said no, that I can't put my finger in your ass. This was like the weirdest of social/professional waters that I've navigated in quite some time. You know, how someone asking, a doctor asking me if she thinks my doctor was like, well, I should probably take a look if that's okay. You know what I mean? Basically initiated things by saying, I think in my professional opinion, I should take a look, you know? And I didn't feel like he was forcing me to have a finger in my ass, but that he was saying, like, this is the procedure at this point. Like, this is what we do. This is the next step. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I feel like she should have just said, you know, well, I should take a look, or, you know, I'm going to take a look because that's just to see if I can see something your doctor didn't, right? Because I don't know. I don't know. For all I know, you know, my ass is the first ass my doctor's had his finger in. Seems unlikely, but whatever. So it was the weirdest fucking thing, because she's just like, okay, you know. We don't have to do that, and whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I mean, I guess. Here's the thing. If I'm coming back to get, like, a camera shoved in my ass after I've diarrheaed all day the day before in order to clear everything out, I mean, what's one more finger? I mean, we could argue that one more finger does matter because maybe they'd find something, or we could argue it doesn't matter because, you know, this will certainly find something if there's something to be found. And we can also argue it does matter because, like, it's due diligence or whatever. And we can also argue it doesn't matter because, like, fucking whatever. I don't know. I don't know. And, you know, that's what I said was I don't know. But I guess I should have said, you know, I was kind of like, I don't know. Because you don't want to be like, I don't want to be this fucking weirdo who's like, yes, please put your finger in my ass, you know, for peace of mind or something. But I'm also like, I mean, look, I've just come to here and sort of spilled my guts out of my butthole to you about this medical problem I've been having. And, like, you work at the Center for GI shit, right? Like, I'm sure this isn't the first time you've encountered somebody who's, like, basically telling you some details about their fucking dumps they take. So let's be serious about this for a second. I don't know. I just refuse to believe that, like, I was the outlier here. I mean, this seems like somebody coming to the library and asking me to help them with their Wi-Fi, and I'm a little bit like, whoa, you know, taken aback, or like, I don't know. But, you know, and they have their router with them right there, and I'm like, oh, well, I can fucking plug it in and see if it works. Do you want me to do that or not, you know? And then they're like, I don't know, and I could tell them, well, plugging it in will help me see whether or not this and that is working. So it's probably a good thing to do. So anyway, so I'm getting a colonoscopy at some point. They have to call me and schedule it. I have to go to like Loveland or something. I have to have someone drive me. Apparently it's not like your wisdom teeth where you can just show up and then be like, oh, someone has to drive me. And then you call Nicanor and he just picks you up. They're like, if it's all over the paperwork, you know, it's like, if no one is here with you to drop you off and stay here and then take you home and be with you for 4 to 6 hours, they won't do the procedure. You know what I mean? They're like, we will not do it unless you have a ride here. And they were like, if you're taking the bus or something, you have to have an adult, a responsible adult with you to take the bus. So this is, you know, me and Poonmaster Flex's relationship going to a new level. I was like, would it make you feel like the luckiest girlfriend in the world if you could take me to my colonoscopy? And she was like, sure, I told my dad I would do that and never actually had to. And I was like, great. Yeah, I'm doing something that a guy your dad's age should be doing. Because she was like, aren't you young to be doing that? And I'm like, yes, I am. Because the nurse came in, like, not the nurse practitioner, but the nurse, I don't know the difference here. But the nurse came in and was like, okay, the nurse will kind of tell you everything you need to know. And the fucking nurse was like, well, where would you have this done? And I was like, I, you know, I'm fucking in my apartment if I can. But, you know, I was like, I don't know, in Greeley? And she's like, well, you're assigned Dr. So-and-so, and he doesn't go to Greeley. And I'm like, okay, where does he go? What is going on in this doctor's office? You guys are all so fucking coy about everything. Like, just tell me, here are your options. And go with them. Don't ask me, do you want a finger in your butt or not? Just be like, hey, you can have a finger in your butt, and here's what that means. And or you could not, and here's what that means. So, you know, I was like, okay, well, let's just fucking do... She's like, you can do it here, here, or here. And I was like, well, is this one, you know? And she tells me the names of them, you know what I mean? And she's like, da-da-da-da of the Rockies or whatever. And I was like, well, which one's the closest? And she's like, this one is the closest to Greeley. It's across the street from here. And I was like, okay, well, how about that one then? You know, I'll probably go with the closest one. I mean, you're telling me it's going to be the same fucking doctor regardless. I don't know. Can I look on Yelp and see which one is the nicest? I mean, do people who get, like, staph infections go down Yelp and be like, this fucking place can't... I don't know, lady. So I'm like, let's just do it at that one, right? And so then we, she's like, okay, well, they'll call you, and here's your prep work, you know what I mean? So you have to fill out, again, more fucking paperwork. Am I a smoker? Do I have sleep apnea? All this shit. And And then, you know, they tell you about the thing. And the whole time she's telling me, too, it's like she's telling me this and I don't, you know, it's like she's not used to telling people this. I think, I have this theory, though. I think that people at this office are used to dealing with much older people. Because she was like, I have to ask you these questions because I have to send this thing to the center or whatever. And she's like, don't be offended. These questions are kind of meant for, like, older people. And I was like, okay. And so she starts going through, and I started immediately to see what she meant, because there was a question that was like, you know, do you have any physical limitations that prevent you from getting up on a table? And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I was like, you just saw me get off the table. But, you know, I was like, no. And she's like, do you have any heart replacement valves or anything? And I'm like, no. And I mean, halfway through, I was like, I see what you mean. Like, why you warned me that these questions were all for older people, really, because they're pretty bizarre, you know what I mean? They were pretty, like, okay, you know. And then she's telling me about the prep work, right? Which is, for those of you who don't know, I think almost all of us know someone who's done this and has explained it in detail. But I'm going to explain it in detail to you, because this is going to be the entire contents of a show, if I can manage it. Will be Pete's prepping for his colonoscopy day. So here's what happens. Like, you wake up and you can eat certain shit. And then at, like, 1 o'clock or something, you can only have clear liquids. And then, okay, it says, like, at 5 p.m., you prepare this. Now, you get this shit from the pharmacy, and apparently it's, like, a super laxative, right? And you have to drink a gallon of it. And it's, like, 13 8-ounce cups or something. So I'm not going to do the math, but you drink 13 8-ounce cups of it, and it's like, at 5 p.m., prepare the liquid and do this, and you can chill it, but don't freeze it or whatever. And, you know, all these different things, and the lady's like, here's some things people, you know, they've added ginger ale, they've done this, they've done that, and I'm just like, I don't know, man, I think I'm just going to fucking go for it, probably. Because here's the thing, I like ginger ale, so I don't want to fuck up. I feel like, let me tell you about an experiment I conducted as a young man that wasn't an experiment, but I learned a valuable lesson. My shoes smelled really bad, right? And I started liking girls. And my shoes smelled bad probably because I wore the same socks more than one day in a row, kind of defeating the purpose of socks, which is to, like, soak up your sweat and so your shoes don't smell like shit, right? But, you know, so my shoes smelled like shit. So what I did was I put this, like, I looked in the closet and there was, like, a kind of a rose perfume or something. And I put that in my shoe. And what I discovered was it didn't make my shoes smell like rose perfume. It made them smell like dirty feet covered in rose perfume. So now, like, when I smell that kind of perfume, it makes me, like, ill. You know what I mean? Because I just associate it with that. So I think that what would happen if I drank this goo with a ginger ale is that I'd probably hate ginger ale after that, or, you know, Crystal Light or whatever. Like, I have a feeling, because I've heard so much about it, that this is a really unpleasant beverage, if we can call it that. And I just think it's kind of a mistake to try and, like, mask the flavor. I think it's more like, you just gotta go for it. Suck it up. Be a grown-up and see what happens. And so then you drink 13 glasses of this, like 13 8-ounce glasses of this, and it's basically like you are going to shit and diarrhea until you just, it should be clear. It should basically look like water coming out. Then you go to bed. You wake up and, you know, you can, I think, have clear liquids or something up until 2 hours before your appointment, and then you can't have anything. And you're supposed to drink, I think, like 4 more glasses of this in the morning or something like that. I mean, it's just like they just want you to crap like crazy. So because this is such a poop-centric show, I figured, why not? Now, am I necessarily hoping to do this while I'm sitting there crapping myself and you're just hearing the sounds in the background? Not necessarily, but I don't really know. I don't know how crazy it gets. So we're going to find out. So Helpful Snowman brings you The ugly truth of the colonoscopy. Isn't that exciting? Are you ready? Are you ready for some action? You can tell I'm thrilled. And everyone's like, in the colonoscopy, they're like, oh, you come here, you get put under, and then after that, I was like, oh, I don't even care. They were like, most people don't remember anything, they just, you know, whatever, and I was like, when I went under, when I had my wisdom teeth out, that was like the best half hour or whatever of my life that I can remember. It was like I was asleep completely, I was completely out, I remembered nothing. I don't remember anything until I was like in the Walgreens parking lot afterwards. So I'm like, yeah, I think I'll be fine. So that's coming up. Are you excited? Are you excited for me? Fingers crossed, huh? Fingers crossed they figure out what's going on and fix me up, and then I can crap. You know, take it for granted. We all take for granted that you can just kind of take a shit and then walk away, right? So don't take your health for granted. Let me tell you, as someone who's sick right now and who's had this butt problem for like 2 years, I'm not even exaggerating, 2 years, like when you don't have your health, you have nothing. I mean, when your health sucks, you're screwed. Your health has to be the most important thing. For sure. Like, nothing else matters. When you're sick, nothing matters. Like Metallica songs would say, jump in the fire. Or nothing else matters. Or Enter Sandman. All right, guys. That's it. That's all I have to tell you about my butt appointment, I think. So, be looking out for that episode. Stay tuned. I don't know when this is going to get scheduled, if it's going to be like in a week or if it's going to be in like a month or something. I have no fucking idea, but get excited, get pumped, and we'll definitely have an exciting episode. And until then, I'm Pete, yours in buttitude.